Gundam to be Sinyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have some Balita community announcements, along with a plethora of music, a song of which I didn't realize turned 20 years old this year, or the album that it originally was turned 20 years old. And it's a song we've been playing throughout the years here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we're going to head over to some Balita. Last night, the Filipino American National News had the honor of being part of the media in attendance to the Minnesota Vikings preseason home opener against the San Francisco 49ers. We were there mainly to watch defensive back Cameron Bynum, who is making his second year as a pro. He is a defensive back that played at Cal Berkeley. Unfortunately, a lot of the normal starters, upwards to 25-plus players, were inactive for yesterday's game, but we were able to speak with Cam Bynum for a few brief moments post-interview with Cam Bynum. We were able to talk about possibly doing a future interview with Cameron, so hopefully when his schedule allows, we'll have Mr. Bynum back on the air and discuss more in-depthly about his time at Berkeley, his current career as a pro with the Minnesota Vikings, along with something that he's very proud of, his Filipino heritage, and a mission trip that he recently completed earlier this summer. But without further ado, we are going to play our short interview with Minnesota Viking defensive back Cameron Bynum.
We have on the Filipino American National News Cameron Bynum. You went to Cal, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And a couple weeks back at the end of,
Oh no,
or like, was it June that you went to the Philippines for the
yep,
mission?
yep. Late June, early July. So I was out there for 3 weeks, was able to do the vacation part, was also able to give back to Filipino people out there.
And how was that experience doing the mission trip out in?
I mean, it was life-changing. Just seeing how grateful the kids were, even though they had very little, just being able to see them, smiles on their face, and they're the people that got just devastated by the typhoon that happened recently. So just seeing that and seeing how happy they still were just made it all worth giving back.
And you're very proud of your Filipino heritage. Why are you so proud of your Filipino heritage?
That's my family. Like most of my growing up, I was around my Filipino family a lot. My mom, obviously, she is. We have a huge family, so have cousins, everybody, just like the typical Filipino family with 1,000 cousins, 1,000 aunts, uncles running around. So that's how I was raised. So just keeping it going and being able to finally go out there for the first time and meeting more family, and realizing the city that we did the outreach at, that was my great grandma's hometown. So it came full circle.
You said you grew up around a big Filipino family. Do you have any particular favorite Filipino dishes?
Yeah, sinigang is my number one. That can't be touched ever. Adobo, just because it's easy. So my mom makes that a lot. So sinigang is for sure my number one, and chicken adobo second.
My cousin loves sinigang. He's half white, half Filipino. So do you tend to put more lemon in your sinigang or no?
No, typically no, because we want it to be just a straight sinigang seasoning, nice and sour. And we go pork. Pork's my favorite.
And what advice would you have for young athletes out there that are Filipino that are aspiring to go to the NFL?
It's simple. I say it's simple, but it's hard. Simple, the blueprint, gotta obviously make it through high school, keep your grades up, go through college, have a good season. It's pretty simple like that, but it's hard to stay on course. So I just say stay on course. It's possible, anybody saw, be a student of the game and separate yourself by the amount of work you put in.
Well, thank you for your time, Cam.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Minnesota Viking defensive back Cameron Bynum. In regards to community announcements for this evening, the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their Summer Night Cruisin' Dinner and Dance on August 27th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Andiamo Showboat in Stillwater, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan at 612-423-2483. And we here at the Philippine American National News always love having new listeners to our show, so we'd like to send a shout-out to Jamel Harris, Michael Mansalanan, and Matt Offerning, who are listening to the show for the first time this evening. As we spoke of earlier here on the Philippine American National News, a song that we've played here throughout the tenure of at least myself here on the Philippine American National News is a hip-hop song on our airwaves that gained some notoriety 20 years ago as a song that featured a Filipino American and an African American as a duo known as Smiles and South Stars. And their song, Tell Me What's Going On, was an anthem that a lot of people, regardless of the color line, were singing back in the day. And they celebrated the 20th anniversary of the release of their album in Orlando, Florida. They're otherwise known outside of their stage name as Rob Capman and Rodney J. Bailey. But we're going to play that track by Smiles and South Stars. And the name of this track is Tell Me What's Going On.
This right here, it's going out to all them girls out there that did me a south wrong. You know, tell y'all a little story. It's the reason. What you think, huh? What's going on, girl? What you think, huh? Perfect team, we had all the things, all the mother couples fame, love, trust, good and security. If you ever felt weak, smiles was your energy. Trips across seas showed you the finer things. No more Burger King, it was fine dine cuisine. And if we never had it, I don't think it mattered. We were a classic like Nas and Illmatic. I was so deceived, I thought we had a thing. You used to blow my 2-way up in 143s. The LOV had me blind, I wouldn't see. Not trusting my friends, all they were yelling at me. How can you do me so wrong? I don't wanna get gone. I invested 3 years, my plus this song. I'm so confused, where to go, how do I choose? I guess to find real love, I gotta pay my dues.
What you think? Yo, we used to chill in the hood. You made me feel that tingle in my heart like nobody could. And all alone we stood when times was hard. Even before all this rap made me a star. When I was working 2 jobs just to survive. When I felt like killing myself, you kept me alive. What a pair, me and you, we was a match. Different tastes, but you know, opposites attract. By my side, held my head and kept me strong. Still trying to figure out where the we went wrong. I did what I can, young cat, being a man. Stayed in, weathered the storm when most would've ran. Too much pride, and you know men don't cry. Had to let you go, even though it hurt inside. All by myself, now I had a turn of these rhymes. It's the only way I know to release my mind.
My calls, griping at my dogs. I never really understood the cause. My friends were your friends were my friends. Your dough was my dough is my dough. Mano y mano, we'll foot this weather. And everybody that been through it, then sing it together. Come on.
What you think?
Once again, that was Smiles and South Star with Tell Me What's Going On. It looks like Rob out there in Orlando is highly involved in the Filipino Basketball League, the FBL, where he volunteers his time, I believe, as one of the coaches on the youth level. Made aware of this story from a former one-time Minnesota resident, Romeo Salvani, who is a friend of Rob's, when I saw a post out there talking about the 20th anniversary of their album, Crash the Party. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this comes from the Inquirer.net. Manila, Philippines. There's a reason why today's events at the Batayong Nangumang Bayani in Quezon City will kick off at 1 p.m. That's the time exactly 39 years ago when former Senator Benigno Ninoy Aquino Jr. was assassinated at what was then Manila International Airport. His death marking what is now considered the beginning of the end of the Marcos regime, August 21, 1983, was also a Sunday. Project Gonita, one of the groups organizing the commemoration, will start the Batayong program with a screening of the raw footage of the opposition leader's final moments as he was escorted by a military team out of his plane, one that recorded the chilling off-camera instructions of someone repeatedly saying, "Pusila, pusila," the Visayan word for kill, and the signal for Aquino's murder to proceed. The screening will be followed by the opening of an exhibit of old publications about the assassination and the tumultuous political period that followed. Materials painstakingly collated by the museum through the post-ETSA years and now being digitized by Project Gonita for a more secure preservation. Preservation, that's easily the day's key word for underscoring the occasion is growing sense of among those attending the memory of Ninoy's martyrdom is not only fading, but worse, being distorted by the current wave of historic revisionism that targets the minds of the younger generation. Among those making this year's Ninoy Aquino Day, the first under the presidency of Ferdinand Marcos Jr., a former activist who experienced martial law during Ferdinand Sr.'s dictatorship. "A lot of us were really hurt when Marcos Jr. won the presidency," said Malulu Maninquez, now a documentary filmmaker. "That's what when we realized a fatal mistake. Many of us became complacent after the ouster of Marcos in 1986. We have already gotten older, and many of us have already passed on. But the unscrupulousness and brazenness of those in government continue," said fellow activist Edith Reyes. "Thank God for the youth who continue to believe in the work that we super seniors still do." Reyes and Meniquez are thus counting on Project Gonita, which is putting together a history fair at Batayong in partnership with a senior group like Batayong Nang Mang Bayani Foundation, campaign against the return of Marcos's and martial law, People Power Volunteer for Reform, and the August 21 movement. Among the speakers expected in the afternoon program are former political prisoners, human rights advocates, and resource persons on the investigation conducted on the Aquino killing when the Marcoses were still in power. Aside from the film screen, the fair will feature art and photo exhibits on martial law and the Marcos wealth, including material from the National Historic Commission of the Philippines. The Human Rights Violation Victims Memorial Commission, a body created by law in 2013, will present a scale model of the planned Martial Law Museum to be built on the University of Philippines Diliman campus. Meanwhile, in Tacupan City, the Ninoy and Cory Foundation, the NCAF, will host a commemorative mass at the Metropolis Cathedral at 4 p.m. to be officiated by Archbishop Socrates Villegas. The Aquino Center and the museum in Tarlac City will open to the visitors for free and will raffle off commemorative items throughout the day. Online, the multi-awarded documentary, The Last Journey of Ninoy, can be viewed on the NCAF YouTube page. I remember seeing this horrific assassination as a then 7-year-old child, and just the graphicness of this assassination of Ninoy Aquino was very brutal and just very blunt. And the fact that no one was really brought to justice for this heinous act is something that, as many believe, helped spark the beginning of the revolution that would eventually topple the Marcos administration. But for right now, we are going to play a track from the group Parroquia Ni Edgar. And the name of this particular track is Guitarra. Again, that was Parroquia Ni Edgar with Guitarra. And we do have a few brief moments for one last story from the Philippines. And this comes from tiebreakers.com.ph. When Gianni Stevens committed to the University of Santo Tomas, he envisioned that he will be a key cog in the revival of the school's men's basketball program while taking up a degree in physical therapy. However, there are times when the best plans do not necessarily come to fruition, and the 6'7" big man is now with the University of the East after representing UST in a few preseason matches. Speculation is rife to why the Minneapolis North High School alumnus moved schools this early in his collegiate career. But two people close to him want to set the record straight. We have made connections with all the schools we visited last April, said Mary Ann Prado, who is Stephen's mother. Hindi nawala ang respeto naman sa Pilipinas sa basketball community. And we can say that all the basketball community and coaching staff of all schools we met are respectful and understood our boundaries. No one offered anything bigger or less. The decision to move forward from UST to UEE was decided with Ghani in mind. Utmost respect to all parties involved. Stevens would have been a welcomed addition to the Growling Tigers lineup in season 85 as the notable, noticeably lacking ceiling back in season 84. The likes of Sherwin Concepcion, Nick Cabanero, and Kane Buckland tried to hold the fort back then, but the team that had no foreign student athletes and the top-class locals who pounded España school in the paint. There was 11th-hour talk to try to salvage the situation, but Stevens staying was just not meant to be. A meeting was set up to amicably rectify the situation. Ultimately, Ghani felt more comfortable with the UE coaching staff and the situation over there, said Joshua Presbytero. The difference in the plan for Ghani communicated to us versus the present conditions were tough to overlook. Given those circumstances, it was then we came to the decision of having Ghani explore other options. Now that Stevens is at UE, he is looking forward to settling down and being part of the Red Warriors rebuild. Coach Jack Santiago's side seek to arrest a winless record come season 85, and another big man in their ranks will go a long way. While Stevens' time at UST was brief, the school, his coaches, and his former teammates left a good impression on him. It was a tough decision to make, but we are moving forward, said Prado. We have nothing but gratitude to Coach Gino Monsala and the coaching staff at UST during the transition process. Ghani has developed lifelong friendships with the UST basketball team, and that is something to be thankful for. And right now, we're going to head over to our final song of the evening. It is from the group River Maya. Some of you who are longtime listeners of the Philippine American National News will recognize this song. It's entitled Mabuhay, and it was the former theme song of the Filipino American National News. Stay tuned for sound effects.